One of the principles of alchemy is as above, so below. But what occurs in the lower world is determined by the upper world. At the end of the cycle of time in the lower world, it becomes a valley of dry bones. A desert, a wasteland, devastated by the fact that beings have abandoned the love of both the goddess and the Supreme Father. And so all there are left are the dry bones of long dead archetypes of our once and now forgotten divinity, when we were filled with the power of the presence of the Mother Goddess and the Godhead in unity, and the perfection of that unified presence and its magical power to sustain life. And then already in the long ago past, the soul separated from that level, and its love for the goddess became channeled into her form as Prakriti, as nature, not the mother of nature. And nature then as material forms, and the love of bodies replaced that of spirit. But still there was sattvic accord with Dharma and with the understanding of where the power comes from and to whom it belongs. But at the end, when the power source has disconnected, when the humans have disconnected from the Supreme Source and have become possessed by human others who themselves became demonic vampires, the beings of the world sucked each other dry of love, of power, of wisdom, and of good fortune. But all of this that took place in the lower world was simply a reflection of what was happening in the upper world, which was simply an argument between the goddess and God. And a question about the relationship of the world of action in time and space versus the eternal presence. That abides beyond the personal, beyond the manifest, beyond the event horizon of all worlds. When there is love, 2 = 1. And when there is truth, 1 = 0. But when there is a conflict of will, the 1 becomes 2, and the 2 become many. And unity being lost, conflict grows without limit to its capacity to act against the law of love. And so the principle of kinetic energy that expresses all the permutations of its possibilities, and that principle of potency, which refrains from spending its power, rather than being in conflict, must realize themselves as one within each soul and within each body-mind, so that the many return to the love of the goddess and the god who are one, and who in truth are zero, as are we all. And it is by wandering through this desert of lost truths and of the shadows of those avatars who were our former lifetimes, the understanding begins to descend again into the forlorn heart of the lost soul, who awakens to its true nature and the longing for return home to the abode of love. And of light. And it can happen only when there is such a withdrawal of investment in the illusory world below that the mind discovers the inner light that is the portal to the world above and allows its entire being, will and heart and mind, to be totally absorbed into the light of God. this alone can put the chattering mind into stillness and the heart into peace and the will to reunite with its supreme source. And it is this act, the one act that can still be performed with what remains of our free will, if it is the will of the source, because all will is of the source, brings about the great mystery. Who is it who awakens? Is it the grace of God that awakens one? Is it the yearning of the illusory separated being? Or is it the love that reunites them as a single whole? And it is in the revelation of the truth of this ultimate mystery that the rite of passage from human to divine is completed. And the function of our wandering through time and space fulfills its final artistic offering of beauty. Through its own crucifixion and arising, into the absolute unified life that contains all of cosmic nature, all of Prakriti and all of Purusha, all of Maya as Leela, and all of Brahman as the unified field in which every universe arises. And all of that cosmic energy of creative genius that is the goddess, unified once more. With her absolute beloved. And this unity of the next cycle of time and space and the eternal presence that is liberated from time and space no longer remain contradictory, but samsara divinized is nirvana immanentalized. And this final non-duality that is the consummation of that supreme love at the highest level is reflected in the love of those avatars who celebrate that supreme wedding by making the world into its reception hall. And the temple where that supreme love is consecrated. And it is this that is the consummation of Satyoga. May your celebration begin and never end. May you enjoy the heart's peace as your soul awakens to its own divine nature and blossoms in love with the goddess. And becomes filled with her. Divine energy of magic of the highest kind. And may you know the beauty of the peace and the bliss that is emanated by the consummation of the love of the transcendent and the immanent, the energy and the essence of the Supreme, Absolute Self. And may you know the inconceivable bliss of the zero point that transcends all dualities, even the most celestial and divine, but is present in every manifestation of its infinite beauty. And know that you are that.